Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Welcome to America, listeners.
America.
Are we?
I know America. I've been in America.
Customs and Border Patrol? Is that what this is?
That's the listeners.
Okay, because we're guarding the customs to the border of knowledge.
Check your ears at the gate.
Yeah, check your ears somewhere, motherfucker.
Empty your pockets of thoughts.
God, we're so good at podcasting. This is really amazing.
Burnout
stuff.
Is real.
you know, life is. Cody, Katie, did you know there's an NFT band?
Oh, thank goodness.
No, okay. So, guys,
scrapping
you've
got the intro entirely.
Delightful smile. He can't even wait to share this. I don't know what this story is.
I'm so happy. So, if you don't. If you spend any time on social media, you're probably aware that like NFTs are a thing, and for reasons that are knowable unto not even God, the most popular ones are a bunch of procedurally generated, almost identical cartoons of apes in various clothing. Like it's the same basic ape image, and some will have lasers shooting out of their eyes, and yeah, some will have party hats, and some have sold for, I think the most one sold for was $540 million. It didn't for real sell, because what you do with these things is you own one, and you either have a separate wallet, or you like pay someone to buy it for slightly more than a certain amount of money, and you give them a kickback, whatever, like there's a couple of ways to do it. But it's just this process of people like, by pulling it like starting with like, you know, you get it up to the first 10,000-15,000 or whatever like that by kind of using your own money to establish that it has value. And because of the blockchain, the transactions where this is you selling it to you or a proxy over and over again, those transactions like are registered on the blockchain. So it looks like, oh, wow, people have just been progressively paying more for it. The value's like quadrupled in 3 days. I should throw down money right now. And then suddenly no one's willing to buy it because there's not like actual demand for this, which is why Logan Paul paid $700,000 for an NFT that he can't sell for like, or last I checked, he was unable to sell it. And the one that was $540 million, it was found because whoever did the deal wasn't being careful enough. He like bought it as with a separate wallet and then transferred it back to his original wallet, which people could see. So I guess you could say the strength of the blockchain is that people were able to find out pretty quickly, oh, this guy conned everybody. He's just buying his own thing to raise up the price. But on the other hand, it doesn't seem to have stopped the irrational exuberance over cartoon pictures of monkeys selling for millions of dollars as part of a money laundering scheme. So now Universal Music Group has bought up four of these like monkey pictures. The specific thing they're from is called the Bored Ape Yacht Club, which is one of the NFT projects that like there's a little more of an actual thing going on, and that having an NFT, like you get into this digital community and shit, like there's some perks that aren't just you own a link to a drawing. And for whatever reason, Universal has decided this is a good thing to bet on. So they bought like a handful of these NFTs, and then they found musicians. They basically made the monkeys, like the band, but they're also...
But out of NFT images?
Out of NFT images of monkeys. They're doing a musical thing. It's probably going to be like a shitty Gorillaz ripoff, right?
The monkeys. I mean,
or the monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mashup. I could get behind that.
I can't get behind any of this.
It's stupid.
I mean,
it's incredibly dumb,
serious.
Right? Have you seen the ad for the official NFT TV show?
What? Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
We're
playing the audio from this in the fucking episode. I'm going to drop it in. So this is a shit, like, again, it's another one of these things where a group of people with some actual money, potentially they got rich in NFT, I don't know, but like they've got enough to put together a little animation. And they're advertising a TV show made up of NFTs that people bought and like licensed to make the show. Because not this every NFT doesn't work this way. The NFT on its own confers the right to nothing but like where the link is stored. But the Bored Apes in particular, when you buy one of these, you get the ability to like sell the rights to this procedurally generated ape image, which are deliberately the laziest things in the world. So they're not characters. They're just like crude images. And anyway, some, I'm sure grifters, I'm certain this is going to fall apart as a grift, but they had enough actual money or enough people who believed in the vision that they put together this trailer for a cartoon TV show based off like four licensed NFTs. Like three of them are apes and one of them is identical drawings of lions, basically. So we're going to play this now. I hate explaining this because it's so stupid, but it continues to be a fucking thing. So I'm explaining.
Such a good job of like not knowing enough about this to get mad.
It's infuriating.
I am befuddled by it.
It's not even infuriating because of like the environmental cost. Like, yes, there's a separate place in my head that's angry about that because like a billion things people do have horrible. Making normal movies has horrible environmental costs, right? Like we do a lot of shit that's bad for the environment. That's not the specific reason that I hate NFTs. The specific reason I hate NFTs is because of how fucking stupid they are.
It's like, so stupid and boring and empty and like bankrupt isn't the right word.
I mean, I hate to sound
money on it, but
like your grandparents of like just not understanding the appeal, but really, really, what's the appeal? Play this trailer.
I mean, the appeal is making money for the people who get really into it. Yeah, let's watch this
here
cartoon
is,
masterpiece.
One man, one design. Wait. Am I reading this right? I'm doing a VO about monkeys going to space.
Oh my god.
Okay, whatever. Sorry. Whatever gets me paid, right?
We have ignition.
What?
It's the year 2130. Earth is dying. Humans fucked up real bad. Michael Jackson bad. But there's still hope. Where there's an ape, there's a way.
Come on. That's a dog!
Yeah, it's because of Dogecoin, I'm guessing.
The Red Ape Family. Coming soon.
I don't know what I looked at.
So how are you feeling about that, Cody? You look like you're about to have an aneurysm.
Am I? Oh, God. It's a combination of so many things that I just can't, it's nothing. It's nothing. What was that?
It's what it was.
Called fucking was Musk it? One. Like,
it's a bunch of
the
you
spaceship
guys
was called the Musk One. Yeah. And the,
they're
I
just
can't
pictures of them looking out spaceship windows.
And
that's
it's,
it. That's
again,
the trailer.
The laziest animation. And it's not, I'm not talking about like you watch an old cartoon like the Flintstones and like the animation, the things that can make the characters do is kind of primitive to today. And like there's kind of a charm to that. This isn't charming. This looks like something somebody put together on a laptop for $47.
Because that's what they did.
Yeah,
because
that's what they did.
It's charming. The Flintstones is charming because that was not lazy in any capacity.
No.
That's where we were at. That was a lot of work to make. This was not.
I hate that so much. And it's just, what is it about? What is it about? Who is writing
this? Well, there's
this?
No hint of the plot other than the
generated?
World's destroyed.
Like,
yeah.
Also, I mean, like, where there's a, what was it? Where there's a an ape, there's a way.
Yeah, something
yeah,
like
on.
That.
Where there's
that's,
a
that's
will, there's
not
an
a
ape. Like, come on.
Yeah, Why? They're not great writers. I mean, it's this Sorry. Thing where they have this all-consuming vision. The people who like because it's a mix of people in NFTs of like people who are just laundering money, right? And they're just like, well, this is a great way to launder money, or people who are good con artists and are like, well, I can make. And a lot of people have pulled off multi-million-dollar cons by like creating a line of NFTs and then taking all of the money and not delivering any of the promised features. Like, it happens all the time in this world. It's just this, like, stupid. It's also, they're so insistent, the people who are true believers. Because that's most of, like, the marks, right? Like, the people who just want, you see this as a money-making venture, are using the people who think that this is going to be all of society as marks. And I would feel worse for those people if this wasn't their vision of all of society, if like they weren't the kind of people who would look at some shit like this and be like, oh, okay, or this is a good future where like we randomly generate images of apes and cast them in cartoon shows.
Right.
And have that be our currency, right? And it's not this on its own, because it's like, yeah, I'm sure at some point there will be completely computer generated plots and actors and voice actors and whole stories that human beings never had a hand in touching. And maybe they'll just be interesting because of how ridiculous and unhinged they are, certainly at first. But, like, this isn't fun. It isn't kitschy. It's just crap. It's just they've invented a way
like
to kill more trees
draft.
To make crap.
It's yeah. like a first draft of a sketch that you make when you're just out of college.
Yeah, and
no
God
one
willing,
wants to watch it.
Yeah, and in fairness, this has 79,000, which gives you some idea of, like, number one, what a con NFTs are. Like, the big companies that are getting in on this, I think, are getting fleeced like a lot of the little people, because the numbers that some of these are selling for have convinced people, like, okay, this is a real thing, or at least real for a while. But this is a small, I mean, this video has 79,000 views, right? And most of them are people making fun of it. It has 404 likes and 29,000 downvotes, or 404 upvotes and 29,000 downvotes, which is an amazing ratio.
That's, oh, wow, that's incredible, yeah.
Yeah, it just, anyway, the good news is that the new, whatever, spending bill that just came out, the big, you know, Biden's very happy about it, the thingamajig.
The infrastructure bill?
Yeah, there's some shit.
The infrastructure.
Some shit. I think it's in that bill. It may have just gotten passed around the same time, but there's some restrictions on what NFTs, they're not restrictions, there's clarification as to how they're being treated, because a lot of critics of NFTs have been saying this is just unlicensed securities trading. You're just trading securities without a license, and you're calling it something else. And now the government has said, hey, yeah, you got to treat these like securities, which means when you sell one to somebody, you have to have an actual person. You have to provide a person's information to the government as to who that sale was, which means you can't anonymously pay people to just like bid things up as easily, because you're also paying more than 30% taxes, or I think it's about that much on like that the biggest ones of these. You're paying taxes on these for every transaction, and they have to have the real names of real people, so that you can't. The benefit of this from a grifting standpoint was that since it stood outside of the because like actual art, like real art, is used for money laundering all the fucking time. It's been a huge problem, and a bunch of laws came in and safeguards were put into place to reduce the ability of art sales to work in the same way that I explained NFTs work. And now the situation is that, for a while, NFTs were kind of, nobody was looking at them, or the government was not taking action on anything. So you could have the same guy just bid up, as long as he had other crypto to use as like the basis, just continually bid up the price of whatever NFT he had until like, wow, this is worth $20 million. And look at all these people who have bid. Maybe it's just this one guy. He can't do that anymore because he's paying taxes on every one of those transactions that exists to jack up the price of the NFT. And he has to make it public who, like, he has to at least let the government know who's buying it. So like, yeah, it's just this guy manipulating a security. Anyway, so hopefully they're fucked. They've got like a year, I think, before all this gets settled. But that's my NFT rant for the day. How are you all feeling?
Confused, but grateful for your NFT rant.
Yeah, it's not, you're not confused because you don't get it. You're confused because it's just too stupid to be real.
Yeah, that's correct.
Your confusion comes from a place of like, how could it be this dumb?
And how could
this
dumb?
I don't know.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
This species put a man on the
dumber
moon.
And dumber too.
But I have gotten more and more comfortable with accepting that. Like,
yeah.
Over the past couple years, it's not just NFTs. It's lots of things where
it's
I'm like
everything.
And so you just have to get comfortable with the unknowing.
Yeah, embrace the stupid.
The clueless.
You know, this ties into another piece of news, because last week, Richard Kiyanka, better known as Lotax, founder of the Something Awful forums, died. And he was not a good person. Was a spousal abuser on a number of different cases, like squandered every opportunity and piece of good fortune that came his way. But he also invented like the modern, a huge chunk of like digital culture that even persists in the social media era. Like Something Awful is where memes in a lot of cases got started. It's the first time you had like people on an internet community like going into the real world to like go after the Church of Scientology and shit. Like it's a very important piece of foundational digital culture. And Richard Kiyanka had a motto for the website that he ran into the ground called "The Internet Makes You Stupid," which is the only thing he ever really got right.
It's pretty true.
It's so fucking dumb. Everything is so goddamn stupid. And like NFTs, they don't really like the environmental impact is horrible. If you view the total environmental impact of NFTs on like a global scale, it's not problem number one. But the sheer scope of how dumb NFTs are as a concept is offensive to the soul.
Yeah.
And how much dumber they'll get.
Yeah, they'll only get dumber.
Yeah, it's starting off here.
Yeah. Blasting off to Mars, to Muskville. They go to Muskville, by the way. I'm looking at this stupid fucking show.
It's of course they go to Muskville.
By 2chainz, by the way.
Oh, good. So there's somebody knows what they're doing. That's good to hear.
This is so ridiculous.
Executive like... produced by 2chainz.
Baby.
Can't. Have you should look at the Lazy Lions art if you really want to get angry.
The Lazy Lions?
Yeah.
It's all the same shit, though, right?
It's all the same shit. Yeah. It's just procedurally generated crap. Like someone drew one monkey and then plugged a bunch of fucking accessories into an algorithm.
Excuse me.
They're hideous, right? Like it's not just lazy art. It's like offensively shitty.
I mean, right, it's just like want exactly. to embrace it's, it. Like, yeah, we don't give a
this is like assault on your eyes art in general and like
I hate
can't believe
it.
You said that I should look at these.
There's something important. I haven't quite figured out how to write about this yet. And like this is all kind of like swirling around in my head for me. But like, it's just, I think as a student of history, you have to avoid acting as if there's a privileged position within time to stand from, right? In terms of like making judgments about things and how dumb things are. And it is true that incredibly dumb things have been going on all throughout history, and that's made up the majority of international relations, at least, is very dumb things. But I'm not a historian, but I am a student. I do study history quite a lot, and this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of people doing. Absolutely. Like, we've done a lot of stupid stuff, but this is so fucking dumb.
Well, what it really is an alarming sign of our evolution, whatever you want to call it, culturally.
I don't know if that's the case. I think it's
like this is the way things go. You don't.
I think devolution again is kind of acting from within a privileged position in time and taking the stance that like something else that I experienced, some other moment in history, I think was better now for these reasons. And so I guess kind of the way I prefer to look at it is not that like this is bad because things were better before, but like the stupidity of this would not have been possible in another era. The kind of we invented a new kind of dumb for this, right? Throughout history, people invent new kinds of stupid. And this is something new being born right now. We haven't fully seen the shape of this kind of stupid yet.
Sure. That's a better way of approaching it than just a blanket devolution. That's the jokey thing, but you know.
Yeah, this is a choice people are trying to make. Yeah.
The direction that we are going.
Yeah. We're gonna or at least tease to like people and like influencers and like there's gonna be like social capital tied up to it. And like
and I guess what's scary is like this might work. It might be in terms of the metrics by which people govern society. They might decide like, nope, this was a great idea. Burning up huge chunks of carbon into the atmosphere in order to make procedurally generated monkey pictures into lazy cartoons is the way we want the human race to work.
I mean, just in general, it's astounding. It might happen. I know it might happen. We might be seeing this happen, but in general, It just astounds me that a whole new industry has emerged that is very bad for the planet, despite the conversations that we all have every day. That we're like, yeah, let's get behind this thing. And I know that in the scheme of things, there's lots of stuff that are bad for the planet, just like you laid out earlier.
Yeah.
But a new thing that we all acknowledge.
This is so much. It's one thing to kill the world by giving human beings what we've always wanted, which is like a horse that can never die. And protects us from the rain and plays our favorite music, right? Like that.
But
and
this
that's dumb. That was a bad decision, but it may, like, historically, you can see, like, it's the same thing with, like, air travel. Horrible for the environment. It's fulfilling a dream has had for
there's
forever.
There's no going back now on air travel.
As opposed to, like, so we're doing horrible damage to the environment in order to turn pictures of monkeys into commodities?
Like, that's where we're at. Like,
why?
Terrible pictures of monkeys. Yeah. All right, let's be
terrible.
Clear.
Horrific pictures of monkeys. Guys, anyway, that's all I have to say.
It was a lot. And I
thank you. I'm
we
sorry.
Take a break. Don't be sorry.
We get to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get to take a break.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together.
All right, we're back, and I think during the break, I came to the conclusion of, like, what is so offensive about NFTs to me? It is the end of all pretense of the American dream. In terms of, like, the pretense that, like, in the United States, you can be born poor, and you can, through good decisions and careful work, become a business owner and own your own business and raise your class and your position in society, and like anyone can do that. That's like that's the American myth, right? Past scams like Amway and the like latched onto that myth by saying, like, this is a way for you to make your own business and raise to become a rich person, raise out of the working class, and you can do it if you just work hard enough. And that was a scam. The whole thing was always a scam, like even outside of Amway. But it was a scam with an understandable dream attached, which is like, I want to believe that with hard work, I can improve my position in the world. That's an empowering thing to believe when you come out of the beliefs that people had before about, like, yeah, your social position is born and it cannot be moved. You know, you're a serf, you'll die a serf. That's the way it works. You know, there's absolutely no mobility. Coming out of that world, it was like this big deal. And every scam that's hit this country since has, like, latched on to parts of it. But there was a core there of, like, this dream of, through your own effort, rising ahead in the world. As opposed to the core of the NFT scam isn't through your own effort you can rise ahead in the world. It's if you buy the right procedurally generated monkey picture, you could become a billionaire. That's the promise of NFTs. And
it's make the most amount of money with the least amount of effort.
Yeah, you can get that sweet Elon Musk tweet and like.
It's my nephew who's way too old to believe that Elon Musk is very cool. Yeah, because
thank God
for
the kids.
It would be cool to have billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. What else should we talk about?
I don't know.
Oh,
not
real
NFTs.
Quick. If you guys did make the mistake of Googling the lazy lions and seeing the images in the image search, if you scroll down, you will be treated to actual pictures of lazy lions, and it's really cute.
Yep. Now that sounds like a good thing to be trading around.
That's just exactly. I would take a picture of a lazy lion.
I can imagine a utopian civilization in which human beings are able to, like, store the emotional and mental, like, data of seeing something for the first time and share that, and then the currency in that world does become the cutest things you've seen an animal done.
Because
then everyone can relive that moment that your cat fell in that ridiculous way. Whatever. That would be a much saner base for a system of currency, I think.
These fucking stupid apes in their stupid spaceship escaping Earth, which is destroyed. Why do you think the Earth is destroyed? You stupid fucking NFT.
We've spent so much time talking about a trailer that none of our listeners saw. They just listened to us react to.
It's fine radio, baby. Fine radio.
Let's talk about other things.
Yeah.
Cody, you'd said, yeah, okay, well, Alex Jones, guys. How about?
Oh, yeah, he lost, God, what is this, his fourth case?
Paying for his words once again. Yeah, it's like, it's definitely not his first.
Probably not his last.
Probably not his last.
Yeah,
he's found liable by default. Yeah, defamation. Yeah. Which because of the lies,
almost
he told
doesn't
about the
happen.
Sandy Hook shooting.
Like, it's very difficult. Like, very rarely does a case like this end by default. It's like almost unheard of because it just means that the court kept saying, "Okay, as a result of this case, you are legally obligated to provide us with X." And Alex Jones and his lawyers always said no. The guy they had acting as the representative of the company, like, that's an official person you have to designate in this kind of a case. It's like, who is speaking for the company? The guy that they picked for that wasn't told that was his job when he went in to be deposed. Like, the deposition, you can hear him find out that he's representing. Knowledge Fight's done some incredible coverage of this. But yeah, he keeps losing cases. It should put him out of business.
Speaking of his business, I discovered that one of his companies is called Free Speech Systems, which I guess I think is kind of funny.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. I mean, this thing is disgusting. I mean, I knew that this has been going on, but in this news breaking and reading through everything, I had forgotten just how disgusting it is. I'm just going to. The shooting, this is from the AP, the shooting was portrayed on Jones's InfoWars show as a hoax involving actors aimed at increasing gun control. Jones has since acknowledged the school shooting did occur, but families of the victims said that they have been subjected to harassment and death threats from Jones's followers because of the hoax conspiracy pushed by on InfoWars. I just stopped to think about that for a moment because we're talking about this and making jokes. But what this represents, these people, I mean, the greatest tragedy. And then to have years and years and years of this fucking clown making their life a living hell. Anyway, there's no point here. I just feel like it's important to acknowledge what this is about and what happened here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a gross man. And, you know, like the records that he was supposed to release were related to whether or not he profited from spreading misinformation about
and
this.
He wouldn't.
So maybe,
which
maybe
he absolutely did.
Maybe he definitely profited from that.
Yeah.
And they're going to, you know, appeal this and everything and push for this. And they're just trying to say, like, there's no proof that we did this. Well, you're not providing proof that you didn't, man.
Alex does this every time. It's like when you bring up things that he's said in like criticizing him, he'll say, like, if you play a clip from it, he'll say it's taken out of context. Like, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters from this is that, fucking God willing, they will destroy the ability of InfoWars to operate as a company through the lawsuits as a result of this. That's all I think we can really get from it.
So this is sort of related, because it's the same kind of little monster. I don't know if anyone else saw this. Milo Yiannopoulos.
Ooh, a name I haven't heard in a minute.
Is you know, he's going through his, like, I'm no longer gay phase. Like, I'm converted and I'm straight now. I'm a reasonable, like, respectable guy now. He is currently selling little Virgin Mary statues on a church militant .shop UVC type show.
Great.
What?
Yeah.
Love that the church militant has its own shopping network.
Oh, yeah. and it's him next to this, like, 60, 70 year old lady just trying to sell these little Mary statues as if nothing else happened before this. It's very, very funny. I don't know if you want to even, like,
what's he being? So wait, how do they describe him on the channel? Like, what does he?
I haven't seen. I don't know.
Like, why, like, is he?
I've seen selected clips. So I haven't seen, like, the introduction of this show. Like, hi, I'm this person, and here's Milo. Do not Google him, but he's here to sell these for you. It's just very entertaining to watch. if you have the time, check out Milo Yiannopoulos Christian Church Militant YouTube Shopping
Look
Network.
At him sitting on this screen next to that old lady selling stuff.
It's so weird, like, to see this
adoring virtue statue. $87.50. What a deal.
Mm-hmm. What a deal. What a freaking deal, right?
Oh, look at him. Gross.
It's not news and it's not super related, but they're the same person to me. Good for him. I'm glad he's landing on his feet.
Well, yeah, you know, I it's just good to see someone working, you know?
Yeah.
Glad that he's got something going on, you know.
He's all over this channel.
Dot shop.
God, that's bleak.
Yeah.
Y'all want to help me determine something?
Yeah.
So there's this fucking video going around from the Laura Ingraham show where it's rough. It's supposed to be like the name of the segment is Numbers Don't Lie, Viewers Like Woke Free TV. And so I think it's about how woke TV is not getting good ratings or some shit. Hmm. That's what it's supposed to be about. This comes apparently just in the middle of the segment.
Is it another thing that we're going to listen to?
Yeah.
We probably should. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell if it's a bit or not.
I have opinions on this, but we'll listen to it first.
Have you already seen this, Cody?
I saw it earlier, yeah.
Yeah, it's going. I just checked it. Like, I just saw it for the first time right before we started recording. So there doesn't seem to be.
Wait, is this the you thing?
It is.
Yeah, it is. It is the you thing.
Oh, God, it was.
Kate. I'm excited.
I just can't fucking tell if this is a bit or real.
No, it's fucking real and it's really fucking funny. Okay. Sharing. Katie, I'm so excited for you to see this.
You know, I was watching an episode of You where measles came up.
Wait. When did I mention measles?
I don't know. It was on You.
What was on me? What are you talking about? Right? Is Raymond even hearing what I'm saying? I never had the measles.
What's on you?
We never did a measles and vaccine episode. Is this a joke?
I know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was on you. It was on you.
I've never had measles. What are you talking about? This is stupid.
It was an episode of a show, Laura.
What's it called?
You. It's called You.
I've never done a show on measles. I just completely give up. We gotta get
it's on. It's a show
I give up.
Called You on Netflix.
There's a show called Loring on Netflix.
What are you talking about? I'm moving on to Adele. I can't explain this to you. The pop
about?
Singer.
Wow.
I don't know.
Incredible.
I think it's real.
I think it's fucking real.
I don't know.
No, that is 100% real. I think it's real.
Are you sure? That
I
seems
think it's
like
real.
A fucking, I mean.
I think
is there
it's
a
real.
Debate about this online?
There's a hearty debate about this
did
online.
Did she come out and be like, I was joking or something? And was like, I understood the whole time because you didn't. You didn't. You didn't.
She seemed to be getting flustered a bit about it.
It's
there's also,
a show called Lori.
It's clearly, it's obviously an Abbott and Costello bit. I made a joke about that on Twitter that, like, this is the Thousand Monkeys typewriters version of the works of Abbott and Costello. But that's also, like, the kind of harmless, old-timey comedy that a bunch of right-wing ghouls would pick to replicate on their show for some baffling reason. I would need to, like, sit down and look at the Cody, have you seen more of the context of this?
No, I haven't seen nothing before. Yeah.
I would have to look at an episode of the Ingraham angle.
I don't know.
Well, like, apparently they've done, like, things like this before.
Okay,
not exactly this, but they've done bits. It's like, because the thing is, if it's not planned, it's extremely funny and embarrassing. If it is planned, it's very stupid and boring.
If it's planned, it's very stupid and boring. But and what's the point? Which I guess means...
Well, you know what? We're talking about it. So
we're talking about
mission
it.
Accomplished, right?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, we're just
here's
talking
the
about
thing.
Shit today.
You're saying that it's very clearly a comedy act or whatever.
No,
and
I don't.
Perhaps
it's not funny enough to be
my
clearly
pushback
comedy.
Is If it's clearly a comedy act, make it clear that it's a comedy act.
I think what it is more evidence that that side of the population in this country has gotten so, we've gotten so pulled apart that it's like, I grew up watching Fox News every day and I'm like, I don't fucking know what they're going for with this shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
This is just ridiculous.
Well, also like her whole show is like a bit like, it's like the entire thing is just like,
they're all a bit, but like they don't tend to do this. Again, I'm not a regular watcher of Laura Ingraham. I think she was a... No, it was Greta Van Susteren who was the big lady anchor on Fox when I was a kid.
Right. But there's a there's like a moment where the same guy fell out of his chair on air.
On the same episode?
No. It's from 2018. Here we go. It's you might have remembered when they took a... It's when they took pictures of themselves with Bud Light. It was during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Oh,
and they
God.
Were like,
oh,
joking
God,
about how that's
people.
Cool. And so they got Bud Light out and then they tried to take a selfie and then he fell out of his chair and she says they did it on purpose. So like, it's just like this weird like limbo space of like, they do these things that either don't quite work or they do them accidentally and then they claim that they did them on purpose.
I'm excited.
I don't know.
Cody, you know what I'm really excited for? When these beautiful, precious moments from the Ingraham angle are turned into NFTs so that you can digitally own it.
Ooh, wouldn't that be fun?
You joke, but my God.
No, oh, absolutely. That's where it's heading, baby.
You joke.
If it doesn't.
You just said it. And now one of our listeners, one of you guys, is going to take that idea and run with it.
Yeah. This is your chance to be a millionaire.
Yeah, you got like a year, right? This is your window.
Yeah, you got about a year.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and shoot the shit some more.
Whoop.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
And we're back.
Oh, gosh. We sure are. We sure are.
We sure are.
What else God is good.
Maybe. Welcome back to the Ingraham angle.
Oh wow!
We do little bits.
Are we gonna
on the
little
news.
Bits?
Little bits.
You can't
little
quite
bits.
Tell if they're jokes or not. Michael Flynn. That was pitched as an idea that we talked about.
Woke
Steve Bannon.
TV.
Has anyone ever done like a Michael Flynn Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman mashup?
No,
that
but
seems doable.
Another idea. Just for the masses. You're just spewing gold today, Robert.
Just like, throwing out money-making opportunities.
NFTs right now.
So, yeah, Michael Flynn's in the news this week.
Is it because he's... is it good?
No. For a comment that he made during a speech to a conservative Christian audience on what's this called, the Reawaken America tour in Texas, he said,
oh God,
if we're going to have one nation under God, which we must, we have to have one religion, one nation under God and one religion under God, right? All of us working together. What the fuck is that? What is he trying to, what is he doing here?
He's leaning hard into it. Right, like this is what like the Republican Party generally wants, right? Like,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
He's so deep in getting away with stuff and just like being in the news, kind of, and not really that he can just sort of say this stuff out loud, right?
Yeah, you know, these articles, like, what is this in the article? James Clapper, Mike Flynn today is not the Mike Flynn of prior to 2014 that I know. You know,
thanks,
this guy's changed. You know, I mean, he got in deep shit. He was cooperating in the investigation with the Russian, you know, collusion, whatever. Ugh. Oh my God, we've been through so much. You know,
what a fun couple
but
of years. Yeah,
then
20 years ago,
he flipped. And campaigned hard for, you know, Donald Trump, a pardon from Donald Trump, which he got. So he's just a living example of everything these days. You know, like, he's going to keep doing it. He's doing it because he can and he gets away with it. And there's nothing left for him except to lean in harder now, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing that happens when these people, like, go so far off the edge. And it's, I don't know, there's a lot of conversation about, like, I don't know. How do you handle the fact that with mass media, anyone you try to, like, punish for doing something objectively terrible, and he's done a lot of fucked up shit, is not going to just, like, find a fan base and become a millionaire talking about how we need to murder all the non-Christians? Yeah. Like, what do you... I don't actually know what the solution to Mike Flynn, the problem is. It is a sticky wicket for society to try to answer. Because if you're going to have free speech and presidents who can pardon people and a political system that works the way ours does, you're going to have Mike Flynn's. And it doesn't even matter. He doesn't matter as an individual. There would be people like him who would make the decisions he's making, because he's just making perfectly rational decisions for a guy in Mike Flynn's position.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know what we do about this.
Invite him on the pod?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's welcome, like, on the pod, of course. Yeah.
Open invitation. Yeah. Why the fuck not?
We can talk to him about the cum of elected leaders.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a lot of insight.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we do about it? Steve Bannon was indicted this week.
Yeah, he sure was. I guess we'll see if that means anything. I don't know.
He's already without bail. I mean, the arraignment comes Thursday.
I don't feel great about this. I don't feel great about contempt of Congress as, like, a thing we go after people for.
Well, it's not going to be much, no matter what. Like, it's like 30 days.
It's bullshit. And $1,000, nothing but help him. It's because they're not willing to go after him for, like, well, you could make a pretty strong legal case that he tried to incite a revolution, like a violent overthrow of the government, which is, like, pretty serious crime. Like, you can get some hard time for trying to overthrow the entire government of the United States. But again, it's yet another, like, compromise and half measure in dealing with the coup, which means we're going to have another fascist coup. That's the way they work.
That's what I mean. I was like, just because it didn't happen yet doesn't mean he's not still working for it.
Yeah.
Well, right. And he's going to get a fine.
He's like, that's just setting
on TV,
the stage.
Lets himself get in front of the camera and paint himself as, like, this sort of, like, martyr figure for a brief moment until he pays the fucking fine. And give his little speech about the future and where we're going.
What's fun is that Mike Flynn has also been subpoenaed.
Yep.
He's just spending his life testifying in front of... anyway. Mm. Sorry. Just laugh.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm doing the thing that happens to me at the end of every year, which is... I've completely given up on society and civilization, and I'm willing to walk into the woods. And hopefully by the time...
Be reborn?
By the time we get to, like, Jan, Feb next year, I'll be ready to reengage with the world in a productive manner. But I'm just at my wit's end with it right now.
I am too. I think we all are. I feel... Well, like, let's put this into context. I mean, none of us have had vacations in forever. Years. It's been a slog, and
I went to Syria. That was nice.
You went to Syria?
That was nice.
A vacation?
It was part of the vacation, yeah. It was nice.
Part of the vacation?
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot better than working all the time.
I mean, I guess I've had a week off here or there, but not the same thing.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So... Yeah, we've been talking, guys, about how we can have some fun for the rest of the year on the show, and we've got some ideas. We're going to have some fun.
Yes, we are going to launch an NFT band based off of pictures that Katie and I have taken of Cody in moments where he trusted us. It's the Cody collection. There's 30,000 images, and if you own them, you have the right to monetize Cody's image. You could cast him in your own NFT cartoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep. And I encourage
one
you
image
to do so.
For every song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 30,000 songs coming your way.
Cody, maybe you should make yourself an NFT and make an album to go with it or something.
Mm-hmm. I will never participate in NFTs in any way. Unless it's very funny.
Right, but so maybe.
Look,
maybe.
Yeah.
My line remains the same, which is that I will take on any deal in exchange for a Bearcat or equivalent armored vehicle. But in the case of NFTs, their credit is no good, and I will need the armored vehicle provided to me in full before I will say anything nice about
it. Does the
NFTs.
Tesla Cybertruck count?
Absolutely not. Under no circumstances. No.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can't believe I met someone who bought one. Anyway.
Well, I mean, whatever. I'm sure it'll be fun. The Tesla products, they're kind of old for electronic cars now, but like, they're fun. I get why people like them. It's the same thing like the Rivian, though. I don't enjoy the design aesthetics of the Tesla truck, but I know people who do.
The truck looks like a nightmare. I mean, it looks like it will eat you.
It's not a boring design. So I don't know. People like to own weird shit. That makes sense to me. The fact that people might want to own a ridiculous space car that looks like the fucking vehicle from Halo.
Sure.
I get why people are going to buy that fucking thing. And whatever, it's a thing. At least it crosses that barrier.
It is a
of
thing.
Actually
it,
being a
well,
thing.
Well,
yeah,
it is a like, thing. You can do stuff with
broken,
it. Yeah.
Capable of being broken when you punch its window on
yeah, but
stage.
But capable of moving, even if it's
also
a terrible truck.
No,
a
it's
terrible
true.
Truck is better than the best drawing of a monkey.
Look. There's
from
no
a utility perspective?
No disagreement. I just don't want to date the person driving that car. That's all.
That's fine. Everyone has the right to... I won't date anyone who drives a Mitsubishi. You know, we have our opinions.
Our lines in the sand.
Mm-hmm, our
drawn.
Lines in the sand. That's right. Toyota or die.
Hell yeah.
I really like my Subaru. Have we done it? Have we discussed all the things? That
yeah, this is
today?
This is legally. Sophie is legal giving us the sign off. This was legally an episode.
I gave you two thumbs up. Right.
I will say we did want to briefly mention Britney is free.
Britney is free.
Oh, that is good. That is nice.
For conservative ship. So if you are in a conservative ship, be a famous millionaire, and maybe you too can one day get out of it. I did see. I think yesterday. Being passed around these photos of her in her car, like, oh, look, she's free. Look, she's a free woman. I'm so happy. And like, maybe leave her alone.
Yeah, maybe
like,
don't.
Have we not learned our lesson here?
Maybe leave her alone.
Maybe leave her alone. Yeah, that's my
I
attitude
think that's
towards
great,
it.
A great note to end on.
Yeah.
For today. Leave her the fuck alone, guys, and have a great Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah,
yeah, we won't.
And you know what?
We won't be dropping an episode next week. But we'll be back the week after that
with something fun.
But we're
something fun.
We're thankful for you.
I would like to also extend congratulations to friend of the pod JP Morgan, who is suing Tesla for breach of contract relating to Elon Musk's
friend
tweets.
Friend of the pod, JP Morgan,
and they want $162 million from him immediately. And in this instance, I support JP Morgan because I think it would be funny if Elon Musk officially became the man who paid $162 million to tweet
for tweets.
Yeah.
Like the money's going to be in a bad person's hands either way. It might as well be funny. And
might
it's
as
funny.
Well be funny.
It's
right,
very
it'll be funny.
Funny. Yeah, it'll be really funny.
Just so he can tweet 420 and 69.
It's incredible.
Good stuff, Elon.
What an amazing What a world that we live in.
What a silly NFT of a world.
Yeah. Anyway,
bye.
Get your monkeys and lions.
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.